An 8 on the WOKV weather meter from the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball in for Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish all week long. He's back next week, but we are tracking sunshine today. After the chilly start in the 40s, we're going to be back into the mid-60s this afternoon. The average high about 74 degrees, so 65, almost 10 degrees below average for this afternoon. We're mostly clear tonight. We're dropping into the 50s and 40s for nighttime plans. Overnight, down into the mid to upper 30s. Some inland frost possible, especially west of Highway 301 overnight and into the early morning hours. Tomorrow's sunrise is 7:38 a.m., so you have a little bit longer to get that frost developing inland. So be sure to take in any sensitive plants you may have already perhaps put in the ground or in the pots. I may want to make sure those are good to go for the possibility of some inland frost, especially west of Highway 301. Good to go along the St. Johns River and our beaches and intracoastal. We'll be in the lower to mid 40s for morning lows there, but mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. We're back into the mid 60s, still 10 degrees below average for the afternoon high. The average morning low is 50 degrees, so below that too. We're going to be tracking for you Thursday, partly sunny sky and highs reaching the mid 70s. So we're back into the 70s by the end of spring break week this week. And then Friday, partly sunny and warm, a breezy day for St. Patrick's Day. We're in the low 80s for high temperatures to enjoy the day. But we are in the 70s to 60s for nighttime plans. Saturday, some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms arrive with a cold front. It'll be cloudy with highs in the lower to mid 70s to kick off the weekend. But again, today, after the chilly start, we're back into the mid 60s this afternoon. A dry day today after 1 to 3+ inches of rain fell locally here in northeast Florida with some showers and thunderstorms over the past 24 to 48 hours. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball. I'll see you this afternoon and evening on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax.